Has fear ever kept you from doing something you really wanted to do? Hi, I'm Shannon Lenz, your spiritual fitness coach. I distinctly remember being afraid of swimming in the deep end when I was a kid. At first, this wasn't too much of a problem. I took swimming lessons and then I just stayed where I felt safe, the shallow end of the pool. But as I got older, I started getting invited to go swimming with friends in the summer. The problem was, even though I had just as many swimming lessons as they did, they were much more confident in the water. They were jumping off the board and going down huge water slides and having a blast. Meanwhile, I sat on the edge of the pool, trying to gather the courage to join them. My fear was holding me back from enjoying the pool to the fullest. I'm happy to report that I mostly overcame my fear as I got older, and I discovered just how much fun swimming with friends can be. But my trouble with fear has reared its ugly head and tried to hold me back in other areas of my life as well. Areas that are much more consequential than just having fun with friends in the pool. That's why, at many different times in my life, I've clung to this verse from 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and self-control. The Apostle Paul wrote these words to his protege, Timothy. Paul viewed Timothy as his son in the faith. Paul had taught and trained him, preparing him to follow in his footsteps as a pastor and missionary. Eventually, Timothy became the pastor at Ephesus, but that was no easy task. Timothy faced hardship, opposition, and persecution in his leadership role. And as he endured the full weight of his own struggles and responsibilities, he knew that his spiritual mentor was imprisoned in Rome, likely awaiting a martyr's death. The fact that Timothy may have been experiencing fear over his circumstances is understandable from a human perspective. So Paul wrote to Timothy from his prison cell to urge him to not let fear hinder him from his calling to preach the gospel. He reminded Timothy that if he is experiencing a spirit of fear, that spirit is not from God. The New King James translates this verse, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The reality is, fear messes with our minds. When we are afraid, we often fail to see reason. We can't think straight, and we become vulnerable to believing lies. We forget about our priorities and our convictions and instead slip into survival and self-preservation mode. No doubt Satan would love nothing more than for all believers to be frightened into silence. He wants us to be scared out of our minds because fearful Christians are ineffective Christians. When we give in to a spirit of fear, we wade into the metaphorical shallow end of the pool where we feel safe instead of jumping into the deep end with God. There's too much at stake. We cannot allow fear to hinder us from our calling to share the gospel. So, how can we overcome a spirit of fear? By remembering that fear is not from God. Over and over again in Scripture, God told us to fear not. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Here's my challenge for you today. Memorize 2 Timothy 1:7. It's short and it's easy. But that one simple verse can remind you that God does not want us to live our lives afraid. In Christ, we have the Holy Spirit, a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. In Christ, God isn't just with you. His Holy Spirit is in you. So, have no fear and go win today.